Welcome to today's Vrenchgat Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Department dispatcher Casey Visser joins KNIA KRLS News intern Libby Randall to talk about National Telecommunicators Week.
This week being National Telecommunicators Week, an appreciation for people who are in telecommunication, and you are a 911 dispatcher for the city of Pella. To start off, how and why does one become a 911 dispatcher?
I think I became a dispatcher because I was interested in law enforcement. I thought that I would use this dispatch position as kind of a stepping stone to working on the road or working in corrections. I started in 2003 and I found out that I love my job and I don't want to do anything different than that. As far as training, I do have a four-year degree. After the hiring process, 911 dispatchers are required to go through a 40-hour telecommunicator training week at the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy. The Pella Police Department is a temporary hold facility, so dispatchers act as jailers as well. So we're also required to go through a jail school. And then just the yearly training that's required after that.
And while working in a job that involves talking to a lot of different people in a lot of different situations, how do you analyze each call that you receive and respond in the appropriate way?
I think that experience helps to determine analyzing each call. It's just, you just always have to keep in mind, or I as a dispatcher always have to keep in mind that what is an emergency to one person or to me might not be to another person, or an emergency to you might not be to me. So I treat every call pretty much the same, you know, assuming that the person on the other line is in some sort of trouble or needs help in some way.
And in a city like Pella, how does the severity of each caller situation range in an average day, would you say?
That's kind of the nice thing about the job is I never know what's going to happen next. So in the morning, I might have something as simple as a vehicle unlock or a dog that's run away or a dog that's found. And then later on throughout the day, I could have, you know, a tragic car accident or a difficult 911 call to handle that, you know, may include a child or something like that. So day to day in Pella, that's kind of the best part about the job is I never know what's going to happen next.
In less severe situations, how do you handle callers who have lost a dog, as you say, or is not as severe as something that would be incredibly hard to handle?
You know, as a dispatcher, we have the regular landline, the non-emergency line that we answer, and also the 911 phone. People who dial 911 sometimes dial 911 because they don't know the number to the police department. A lot of times, if it's not an emergency situation, then they're taking, you know, up that emergency line. I simply ask them to dial the business line, and they'll call me back that way.
And lastly, from the time when you first started doing this job to now, how do you think your perspective on what you do has changed?
I feel like experience with the job has also sort of numbed me to all situations, tragic situations, scary situations. I remember when I first started, when 911 would ring, you know, my adrenaline would start to go and I'd be really, really nervous to answer. There's still a part of me that is nervous to answer because obviously you never know what's going to be on the other end of the line. So with experience comes the confidence that I can handle whatever the call is requiring of me or whatever the person on the other end is requiring of me.
That concludes today's Vrenchgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.